on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side. He'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer. To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig. Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Kohl Center, a fun early season matchup here tonight for Greg Gard's Badgers as they take on the ninth-ranked Tennessee Volunteers. Rick Barnes just done tremendous work throughout his coaching career, and it certainly has continued in Knoxville, where the Vols opened up on Monday night with an 80-42 victory against Tennessee Tech. Record-setting night for the Badgers on Monday, 105 points, the most ever scored by a team in this 25-plus year-old building, 105-76 against Arkansas State. Our partner's Brian Butch, as excited as he was for the exhibition, for the season opener. Let's ramp it up. We're both excited for this one. Well, this is a fun one here tonight against the highest-ranked team to come here into the Kohl Center in November ever.
And people say that the first week of college basketball isn't exciting. Can you believe people say that? You got the ninth best team in the country walking into the Kohl Center. I'm excited, but most importantly, these guys are excited. Right, a great first test for this group, and that's what they want. When you have an older group, they want to be tested. They're going to be tested tonight. Now, I love
yes,
it.
Sir.
They love it.
Yeah, they're going to be tested quite a bit to the non-conference portion of the schedule. And it'd be tonight's test will start in 1 hour. We'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll check in with Chucky Hepburn a bit later. Butchie and I will talk a little around the horn in the Big Ten. Coming up, though, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic, all a part of our pregame show. And we'll get it started in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker or West Grand Avenue. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry relish, green bean casserole, roll, and even choice of dessert. Now simply just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done while supplies last. Call ahead by November 20th to order. Thanksgiving dinners and the fixings from Quality Foods Baker in West Grand and Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Our pregame show continues as we visit with Jesse Temple from The Athletic. 105 points on opening night, just as we all predicted, right?
Absolutely. I'd never seen that before, and I looked it up, and now I know why, because it had been about 30 years, so a pretty outstanding performance in the opener.
That's right. No one's ever seen that at the Kohl Center until Monday night. And look, opponent aside, I think, you know, we talked about this on Monday, and it's ridiculously early, but it looks like it's a team that has potential to get scoring from a variety of sources, and it never hurts to have a guy like A.J. Storr, who seems like he could get his, but it just shows that maybe Greg Gard's got some options here this year.
I don't think you can overstate the level of athleticism and competitiveness that this group has. You talk about A.J. Storr, but John Blackwell and Nolan Winter, when you combine those three with the five guys that they had returning who played the bulk of the minutes last season, and Carter Gilmore as well, and some other guys, there's a lot to be excited about, and you saw it all come together in the opener. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to go undefeated, but it's a really good indication of what's possible for this group.
In the Big Ten, or in college basketball in general, there's the tendency to have a knee-jerk reaction. I'm looking more big picture. Michigan State opens with a loss at home. I tell myself, don't make too big of a deal of it. But I guess that's part of the beauty of college basketball now, where you could be from a conference where fans don't know much about a team, but they're capable, right? We just saw that example right away.
Yeah, I watched that James Madison Michigan State game, and JMU was just hanging around, and pulled off the stunner of the early season by beating a top five Michigan State team. It's part of what the early season is about. It's why it's fun, because you can also lose those games and it won't come back to haunt you necessarily if you can put together a nice run during conference play.
And speaking of which, given who Wisconsin has on the non-conference schedule, Tennessee tonight, Providence, and so on and so forth, What would you look for out of these power teams that Wisconsin has out of conference? Where would you be sitting? What's successful out of those games?
It's hard to put a record on it right now. Certainly, you'd love to be able to build an NCAA tournament resume early on, where when the committee looks at it in March, they say, wow, look at those wins. Those matter now. I more look at it in terms of what this team looks like on the court and how well they play together. And one of the things that I think was a struggle for the team last year were the scoring droughts that they had. I actually had a chance to talk to Tyler Wall about this week, and he said he felt like there were a lot of instances last year where the shot clock would tick under 10 and they would be stuck and someone would have to heave a shot. And I just think giving yourself an opportunity in these games is going to be a big step, and I won't be surprised if they win a handful of these, because I don't want to take too much from Monday, but it's hard not to get excited.
Well, the one thing about it, if it was Monday night it was the Stevens Point game last week, there are years where we hear they want to play faster, and that's all relative, but it seems like this is a team that might be capable of doing that. I know it's too early to make a definitive statement, but you catch my drift here, that they might be able to get out in the open floor a little bit.
That's another thing that I was talking to Tyler about, is he said he feels like they have the type of team that can win a game 60-56, and they can also do what they did in the opener against Arkansas State. Certainly you're not going to have those kinds of opportunities against tougher competition, but I do think that they have the potential to win in a variety of ways, and that's absolutely what you're going to need when you match up against teams that you don't face every year like you do in the Big Ten. So that can come in handy when you get to March.
And no doubt about that. And that is Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. Our Badgers pregame show continues. Coming up, our Badger Spotlight, brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Now is your chance to be there when the Badgers take the field at Camp Randall Stadium for the final time this season. Celebrate Senior Day with Wisconsin football on November 18th by securing your tickets today. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time now for our Badger Spotlight. As tonight, we visit with Chucky Hepburn, the Badgers junior guard out of Omaha, Nebraska. Dropped 20 on Arkansas State in Monday night's season opening win. Really did just about everything well in that game in helping Wisconsin to the record-setting 105-point performance at the Kohl Center. Badger fans are noticing a leaner and meaner-looking Chucky Hepburn. He has reshaped his body with the help of strength and conditioning coach Jim Snyder. Chucky talks about the work that he put in over the offseason.
Snyder just gave me the plan, and you know, I stuck to it. You know, I grinded it out. You know, when guys went home in August, I stayed here and worked out with Snyder. So, you know, just that little stuff, you know, that I did with him helped me a lot to be able to get stronger, faster, more quicker. You know, that helped me so much.
So the routine with the conditioning, with the weight program, that changed for you as well, maybe from the past couple of days?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely did, as well as the food plan as well, because, you know, I just started eating a lot more protein, cut out the dairy, you know, dairy makes you move a little slower a little bit, so I cut that out and, you know, just ate as much protein as I could and cut the sugar. Cut as much sugar as I was eating.
Different sports, but I've had a similar conversation with Braylon Allen, and he's talked about that, you know, the star running back, about what he's cut out. And it's when I was your age 100 years ago, I didn't think about that. You're going up and down the court. You're just expending all the energy. Then you can just eat whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But as you go through this, you find out that if you put the right things in your body, that does pay off.
Absolutely.
It
definitely does. You know, I kind of saw that my senior year. You know, senior year, I was a lot leaner than what I was coming into as a freshman. But, you know, I was just eating whatever, you know, just not worrying about it. Because, you know, we just ran so much in high school that I used to always just work it off. But, you know, when I got here, we didn't do as much as conditioning as we did in high school. So, you know, I found myself eating the same stuff and, you know, not seeing the same results. So that's what.
What do you like about this team? Fans are learning about it as we talk. It's, you know, obviously things are just getting started. What do you like about this team that you think fans are going to say, this is going to be a team worth watching?
Sure, you know, everybody wants to win. You know, that's what I think everybody's going to be surprised about. I'm not even surprised. I think they're going to expect it because, you know, last year we went to the NIT and, you know, made a deep run, so that kind of built momentum. So I feel like we're going to be able to know how to win games this year. be able to close out games, you know, not let the games come in the hand again, you know, win the 10 to 15 point games by at least 20, you know, not let it get to, you know, like the last game when Maryland came here, you know, we were up 10 and then they came back and it was a close game, you know, so many other games. So we're going to be able to know, so put the foot on the neck.
And yet you guys, in your first 2 years here, the last couple of years, there have been so many games, 5 points or less. And, you know, 2 years ago was crazy. Mm-hmm. Last year, you still won more than you didn't. But as you as a veteran, you and Tyler and Stevie, I guess you're kind of used to that now. When you get into these really tight competitive games, not where big leagues slip away, just tight games, fans are nervous watching, coaches might be uptight, but you guys just go play, right?
Absolutely. No, that's what I love about this year. You know, we have so much experience coming in. We